Woodbury Hollywood News, featuring Luella Parsons, Hollywood's best-known, best-loved, most distinguished reporter, and her syndicate writer, whose column appears in the Springfield, Massachusetts Republican and 799 other newspapers. Miss Parsons' special guest this evening is Joan Crawford, brought to you by transcription from New York by famous Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. And here with the latest Woodbury Hollywood headlines is Luella Pop.
Hello to all of you from New York. Well, here I am in the big town, but with movie news from both Hollywood and New York. My first exclusive, the Frank Sinatras are expecting another baby in late May. Well, this ought to put an end to those silly rumors that Nancy and Frank are separating. My second exclusive, Gene Tierney and Ole Cassini will announce their reconciliation any day. They are together constantly and almost daily visit their child in the country. My third exclusive, Patricia Knight, Mrs. Cornell Wilde, has taken an apartment here in New York for an indefinite period. Pat admits Cornell won't be here until February. They parted after a terrific battle. What, again? Attention, Floyd Benford, Memphis Spencer. Lena Horne, one of our foremost Negro singers, has been invited to give a command performance for the King and Queen of England. Well, Mr. Benford, maybe she's not good enough for Memphis, but she's good enough for all of England and for everybody in America, excepting Memphis, I might say. I hear from Mexico that I have been unable to verify this report that Ray Hendricks, Lorraine Day's ex-husband, was married there 3 weeks ago to Dorothy Bell, famous pilot. Ray's divorce will not be final until November 20th, so he will be remarried then. About the same time, Lorraine and Leo DeRoche will go through with the marriage ceremony, their second. Just a few hours ago, Clarence Brown, noted director, was married at Port Washington to Marion Steeves, his former secretary. His boss, Nicholas Gank, was best man. Mr. and Mrs. Brown will honeymoon in Europe. I'm sorry to say, Bobby Jordan, former Dead End Kid, undergoes a very serious operation tomorrow. Bobby was injured 3 weeks ago when an elevator dropped 6 stories and hurt his leg and back, and he's been in the hospital ever since that time. Helen Walker is marrying director Lucky Humberstone in Mexico in about a month. Helen is the actress who was cleared of manslaughter charges following an automobile accident in which a GI hitchhiker was killed. Wonderful news, right from Charlie Carell, Andy of Amos and Andy. He telephoned me from Hollywood just a few moments ago that Mrs. Carell expects another baby in May. It'll be their 5th child. What a wonderful family. Did my heart good last night to see the ovation my star reporter received when he went to see High Button Shoes. The audience stood as one and cheered him. I am, of course, referring to Mr. Robert Holt, who is covering Princess Elizabeth's marriage and the command performance given by Hollywood stars for you and me on this show 2 weeks from today from dear old London. Countess Dorothy DeFrasso is in the chips again. She has gotten back all her money that was confiscated in Italy during the war, and she has invested in 2 Italian pictures. I've never known anyone who has the knack of getting in bad like the Countess. Everyone resented the crack she made when she was interviewed about Bugsy Siegel's murder. After all, Dorothy is an American, and it's not very nice to criticize your own country. When I printed that Lana Turner's date was off with Tyrone Power, and that he would not be back in this country on November 14th, everyone started saying that their romance was over. It isn't true. Tyrone gets back in 2 weeks, and let me say wherever Lana is, he will head straight for her. Here in New York, the talk is that Donald Nelson was secretly married to Valerie Rowell, English actress, 2 weeks ago. But this, Donald is denied. But if they're not married now, I bet a cookie they will be soon. Last week, I printed in my column that George Powell was really going to use an unknown girl in his pictures. Well, I've been simply deluged with letters, photographs, and telephone calls. So I want to say right out loud here, where you can all hear me, much as I would like to help each one of you to get the job, I have nothing to do with Mr. Pell's movie, nor with his selection of an actress. Peggy Ryan, who in private life is Mrs. John Cross, is expecting a baby. Why, just a few years ago, Peggy was a baby star herself on the Universal lot. Charlie Spivak, the band leader, will marry his vocalist Irene Day next week. The ceremony takes place in Minneapolis, the bride's hometown. That's my wedding news. What's your Woodbury wedding news, Ben Graw? Ben, you know, it's very nice to have you here with us.
When Woodbury Dev Jean Manis of Augusta, Georgia, met handsome Edward Kirkley Holland, she thought, oh, the perfect man. But Jean's perfect man, well, he had a failing for gin rummy. And that led to twosome evening, just Jean and Kirk. Now, Kirk played his hand well, always scored gin across the board. And Jean, she played her romance hand well with a Woodbury facial cocktail to sparkle up her skin before every date. The romance score, 2 in love. Said Kirk, Jean always looked so lovable with her smooth, rose-fresh complexion. Said Jean,
that's my Woodbury, my true beauty soap. It helps skin stay the softest, smoothest.
And here is Jean's Woodbury facial cocktail.
First, cream on the luscious, rich lather. Woodbury mild, Woodbury gentle cleansing. Then double rinse, warm and cold. Result, satin skin that sparkles clear, fresh, invites romance.
That's Woodbury loveliness. So girls, try this facial cocktail with extra mild Woodbury daily. Woodbury is made with a beauty cream ingredient. Its rich lather gives your skin lovely to love, fresh bloom. Get Woodbury facial soap for the skin you love to touch. And here's the editorial feature. Luella Parsons speaks her mind.
I'm on my Woodbury soapbox tonight to say that while I personally know that Humphrey Bogart is a loyal American, he was ill-advised when he went to Washington to protest the procedure of the Thomas Committee. Actors, of course, should have their civil rights protected, the same as any other citizen. But because their names make news, they must be doubly careful that their motives are clearly understood. Bogie went to Washington with good intentions, but every day I have received hundreds of letters from people who insist he is a communist because there were some people questioned at the hearing who were under suspicion. So I say to Bogie and other personalities, stop, look, and listen before you get yourself involved in causes that can be grossly misunderstood. It's just a coincidence that Joan Crawford and I happen to be visiting in New York at the same time. But let me tell you, it's no coincidence that she is on this show. When I learned that Joan was going to be in New York this weekend, I lost no time in asking her to be my guest. I had to do a lot of persuading because Joan would rather face 10,000 cameras than one poor little mic. But I'm very proud to say here she is. The dynamic personality who best typifies the Cinderella story to the world. More than any girl I know, Joan has the glamour the fans expect in their movie stars. And besides, she's a very great actress. Hello, Joan.
Hello.
Without being too personal, may I ask what brings you to New York?
Well, I'm here for fun and until proven guilty.
Until proven guilty? What on earth did you do?
Nothing yet. Until Proven Guilty is the title of my next Warner Brothers picture. And, oh, Luella, it sounds terrific. Ben Hecht and Charlie MacArthur wrote the play originally, and I'm here to confer about it. Hey, that's not what I came on this show to talk about.
No.
Oh, no. Come on, where's that Woodbury soapbox of yours? It's not often that somebody like me gets a chance to sound off. I've got a subject I feel deeply about.
Joan, is there anything you don't feel deeply about?
Well, now that you mention it, I guess there isn't. But, Luella, honestly, I do want to answer the one question that so many girls write me about.
What's that, Joan?
Well, they write me about the whole big subject of whether or not to become career women. Those poor little kids just starting out, oh, golly, I can't exaggerate how mixed up they are about it.
Why? What do you think mixes them up?
What mixes a woman up on anything except men? I think it's a crying shame that so many girls let themselves be scared out of self-improvement and success by the same old sly masculine rhyme.
Well, there are quite a few sly old masculine rhymes. Which particular one are you talking about?
Oh, that threat of theirs that if you become a successful career woman, you lose your femininity, and therefore they won't like you. Oh, what a lie that is. Luella, look at you.
I will not, particularly if you want to use me as a horrible example.
Well, you know, I was going to say nobody could be more feminine than you are. And that same thing goes for practically any big career woman you can think of in any line. Like Mrs. Roosevelt, or Claire Booth Luce, or Helen Hayes, or Ingrid Bergman.
Now calm down, George.
Okay, kid me. I warned you how I felt on this subject. But I do want to assure the girls that there's so much less danger in going ahead improving themselves than there is in lingering behind while your dream boy goes ahead somewhere else to somebody else.
But, Joan, not all girls can become glamour girls like you.
Oh, yes, they can, Luella. Believe me, if starting with nothing the way I did, I'd become the kind of, assembly job that's tagged glamour, then any girl can do it.
Maybe you'd better explain what you think glamour is, Joan.
In my opinion, it's discipline. Discipline and applied arts.
I think it's an inner glow, too, don't you, Joan?
Mm-hmm. You're quite right. But that inner glow comes from discipline, too. The sheer force of not letting yourself be sloppy or lazy, of learning and growing.
I gather the applied art is all the tricks of appearance.
Oh, honey, every trick in the book. Makeup and hairdos and posture and diction and clothes and... Well, maybe I should say the works.
Maybe you should say the sly old feminine line.
Miss Parsons, you are very, very sharp. But that merely proves my point. I say to the girls just starting out, if you have the capacity to be a career woman, you can be a careerist and a woman, too. I want to say I think it's wrong, however, if any woman neglects her children or her home for her work. But if you start working early enough, you'll learn how to have all three, and that way your life will be always exciting. You know, Luella, I believe a career woman has earned the right to be an idealist in love. Don't you agree with that?
Yes, Joan, I do. I agree with you completely. And all my thanks for being here tonight.
Luella, you know it was a privilege. Thank you so much, and goodbye now.
Goodbye, Joan, and I can't wait to see your new picture, Daisy Canyon.
Girls, dreaming of a certain man, wishing you could find the spark that invites and keeps romance, well, marrying Deb say men fall fast for radiant, velvet-smooth skin, Woodbury Soft. You see, Woodbury contains a rich beauty cream ingredient. It's different, extra mild. So smooth on this luscious, creamy, rich lather. Watch your skin bloom enchantingly fresh, make you adorable and adored. Try Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap, for the skin you love to touch. And here's Luella Parsons with Last Minute News.
Today, Mrs. Burt Lancaster goes into the hospital in Los Angeles to have her baby. If it's a boy, she'll name it William. If it's a girl, Susan. It's just been revealed that Ma Hardy, Faye Holden, has been suffering from glaucoma, a dangerous eye disease. She almost lost her eye, but the doctors today told her sight would be saved. Dorothy McHale and her husband, the Orchid King, are as happy could be. And you needn't believe any reports to the contrary. Mimi Forsythe Bogus married James Parnell Turner in Santa Barbara, November 23rd. She's the ex-wife of producer Ben Bogus, who is now married to Dolores Moran. When Miriam Hopkins' husband, Ray Brock, a few days ago left for Europe, it was goodbye to their marriage. He goes to France and the Balkans on a writing stint.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, another edition of Woodbury Hollywood News, featuring Luella Parsons reporting up to the second movie headlines direct from the film Capital. Until then...
This is Luella Parsons saying that's all for tonight, but I'll see you next Sunday, when my guest will be that beautiful and popular MGM star, Greer Garson. And I'll see you from New York again next week.
This is Ben Grauer saying goodnight for Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
Oh, that's stretching the truth to say I look like a 16-year-old girl.
But it's certainly true that Mrs. George Hill of Green Bay, Wisconsin, got compliments often after using Woodbury Special Dry Skin Cream nightly. As she said,
my dry skin seems to drink up the richness of Woodbury Special Dry Skin Cream. Tiny lines look softer. My friends say I really look younger.
Woodbury is rich in lanolin's beautifying benefits, has four special skin softeners to smooth and freshen. Get Woodbury Special Dry Skin Cream now.
Joan Crawford was presented by Transcription. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.